ضاب نيسان طفشن عين بي رب يضحك ميلا بإنيوني هسيبا.
The Ramah says in Tafresh, in Taf Ayin Beis, and the Ramah states, Isha Einot Tzicha Aseda, Elan Kein Hi Chashuva. But the woman doesn't need Aseda, unless she's an Isha Chashuva. So the Ramah says, Hago, Bechol HaNoshim Shalomu Mikra Chashuva. That our Noshim Bizmanenu are called Chashuva, and therefore, Be'etzem Me'ikra Adin, they need Aseda. Because they're called Noshim Chashuv. Ach, says the Ramah, they're not the Meg, not to do our favor. Kisomcho as Diver Rav Yo, the same from Rav Yo, who writes that Bizman Hazeh Ein Lehofis. So the Ramah says that Noshim Bizmanenu are called Noshim Chashuv. They're called Chashuv, and therefore they're Mechuyah to do our favor. But in Kozeh, Noshim today are Mesiv, because the same from Rav Yo, the Rav Yo is a well-known Rav Yo. The Rav Yo says that Bizmanenu is not the derech to be meisiv. No one is meisiv derech cheres. Anything the Rav Yo says, when you see someone being meisiv and he's eating, he looks like a chela, not someone who's a derech cheren. Therefore, women are semech and Rav Yo, and even though they're chashuvos, they don't do hasidus. Just an interesting point. Agav, in brackets, that the Ramah says that today all noshim are chashuvos. I mean, what happened suddenly? You know that there's Yerid HaTadir. So at the time of Chazal, not all Noshim HaChashuvot. And the Ramah says that suddenly Bizmanenu, all Noshim HaChashuvot. What made the change? Why suddenly Noshim should all become Chashuvot? So I heard, I don't know, I can't confirm, but I heard the Sher of Chaim Kanievsky, and he said that since Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, he can't marry two wives, so Noshim became Chashuvah. Before that, a woman was 1 hour 20 forever in the house. So she didn't have the status of Chashuvah. But now, since Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, which forbids taking more than one wife, so a woman is like Keres Abai. She's the Ikra of the Bais, and therefore she's got a status of Chashuvah. It's interesting that the Ramah says this, that the Mechaber, as the Beis Yosef, doesn't say that all Noshim are Chashuvah today. The Sadi Mot Mechabel Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, so maybe that's the Machlekes Mechabel Ramah. Okay, that's by the way. Now, there is, on the Etzim Ramah, there is Lechayra very stark al or. I saw that the Chasim Sefer asked his Nezagoda, or Chashulchan asked this al or. But the Ramah says that Noshim are Mechayr, because the Chashulit, but in Kozeh, nonetheless, the same on the Rav Yo, and the Rav Yo says that Bizmanenu ein lehofis. So lechira, why should there be a difference between men and women? Be'etzem noshim have got the same chiyuv as anoshim. The Gemara says in Sochin daf kufchet, the Gemara says that noshim are mechuyev bedalat kaisus, even though it's a mitzvah as man groma, not mitzvah rabbanon, but even though it's as man groma, because asim hoyu ba'oyse hanet. Noshim were also ba'is ha'anes, and therefore they're also mechuyev v'dalek kaitis. And the Shulchan Aruch at the end of this simon tov ayin beis, brings that mechuyev v'dalek kaitis, or b'chol mitzvot ha'me'agos ba'is ha'alayla. And all mitzvot ha'alayla. Why are they mechuyev b'chol mitzvot ha'alayla? The Mishabura brings, because afim hoyu ba'is ha'anes. So am noshim and noshim have both identical chiyuvim b'leil ha'seder. The chiyuv to do the mitzvot ha'layla, the dalekaisus, and all other mitzvot, because afim hoyu ba'os ha'anes. So therefore, Fekta Chasim Sefer, and the Aruch HaShulchan, that mimamashoch, why should we be meikel more by women than by men? We're saying that noshim me'ikra adin ha'mechuyev, because noshim are chashuvim today. But nonetheless, we're saying mechon merav yo. And in Manashach, if we say Mechon Rav Yo, then our Noshim should also be part of it. And he's going to say, no, as far as our Noshim are concerned, the Cheshish that maybe the Rav Yo is wrong, or the Cheshish of the other Shittas, even with Manenu, there's also our favor. And therefore, What's the sad? What's the logic to be mechalik between anoshim and noshim? So the chiyuv is a very stark aor. Talk about anoshim and noshim are both mechuyev. Ashen voye ba'is manes. And if the Ramah says that we're mechal by noshim because of the Rav Yos, then why are we mechal by anoshim? And if we're machne by anoshim, then why by noshim should we be mechal? That's the kasha that the Chasam Sofer and the on the Orach HaShulchan ask on this Ramah. So I'd like to suggest Efshar Mahalach to explain why the Ramah is mechal legabe noshim and machne legabe anoshim. Now, the Tashtus, the din of Aseva is to show Cheres. It's to show Cheres, it's to be Mare Cheres. The Yerushalmi brings, we are Eichli Mesubim, to show that we're Bnei Cheren, we came out of Mitzrayim, Avdus L'Cheres, and therefore we are Mekayeh, the Mitzvah Tzah Aseva. And as is Mashman the Rambam brings, Rambam says
that a person has to show as if he himself has come out of Mitzrayim.
So the Rambam brings this brayser, the chayev ogam liris es atzmei. The Rambam says laharis es atzmei ki ilu yotzim in Mitzrayim, and the Rambam says lefichoch. Therefore, kishesoyed ogam balaylo, when a person eats on this night, tzorich leachol velishtois v'hu meisiv derechel. So the Rambam says very clearly, there's a chiyuv to show that your yotzim are avdus lechelus, and therefore we do a meisah seiva. A Maisa Seva is a demonstration of the Cheiros we now experience. As they speak in Rambam, and as they say in the Yerushalmi. There is, however, another Mekoy for HaSeva, which maybe isn't as well known, but it's brought in the Kadmoinim, the Avodaram brings it, and the Ofer Chaim. It's actually another Chazal. It's a Chazal in the Medrash Parshas Peshach. And Tashas B'Shalach, the Pasuk says, Vayasev Elohim Efa'om Derech Hamid Boyam. So, of course, it should say Vayasev means the Avenshin took them out, as we all know. But the Medrash sees that Vayasev is Miloshen HaSeva. And the Medrash says that Vayasev Elohim, the Rebbein Hashem took Klal Yisrael in the Midbo, the Derech HaSeva. That means not only were they rescued from Mitzrayim, and when they traveled through the Midbar, they traveled in comfort and luxury. The Medrash says, Mahu vayasev, shehirbitzom kedarkei hamelochim. He made them lie and relax like kings, revutzim amiteseyem, just like kings lie on their beds in comfort. So when Revenshem took Klal Yisrael through the Midbar, out of Mitzrayim, they came revutzim amiteseyem, and relaxed in a reclining way. And therefore, says the member Shmikan Omer Rabbi Seinu, this is the Makai that Chazal said, Afila Onu Biyisrael, Oni Biyisrael, Lo Yechal Ad Sheyosef. That one doesn't eat until Aseva. This is a Zicha Shekein Onso Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a Zicha for the Aseva that the Rabbi Hashem did to us when we came out of Mitzrayim. It's a very interesting and original Makai. That means it's completely different nekuda. So the first nekuda was that we do our favor to show derech cheirus. It's our favor which is a, as I said, there are chayv odom liris as atzmei, so therefore we act our favor. And the Medrash says a different nekuda, vayasev eleikim, because the Rebbeinu took us out, shevitzom kedar kam alochim, in this way of comfort, therefore the zecha for that, then we're makayim vayasev eleikim, those are the two Mekayas for Hasei. So now let's go stage further. L'chira, according to the first reason, that Chayv Odom Liris Atatzmai, that Haseva is to show a derechet. So it only makes sense if the Haseva is an act of chet. If Haseva is not an act of chet, then the whole time doesn't have any meaning. In other words, what we have to do with Haseva is, we have to do, it's not a maisa of putting our body in a certain position, but it's a maisa of chiyuv. That is the chiyuv. The chiyuv is to show chiyuv. However, according to the second shas, the chiyuv became clear. The chiyuv can be done. What exactly is the chiyuv that we're mechuyev to do? So you could say that the zeicha is, what is the zeicha? The zeicha is to do a maisa chiyuv. That is the zeicha for that vayasei velegeh. On the other hand, you could understand another tzad that the chiyuv is to do a maisa haseva, an act of haseva. That means you put your body in a position, a reclining position. That is the chiyuv of haseva. Why? Because that is the zeicha of ayasa velekim. We do many things in the seder which are zeicha for certain occurrences. So this, we have karpas, and we have, kairich, and we have all sorts of things which are zeicha for certain incidents. So this, by reclining, that is a zeicha for the vayasa velekim. In other words, what we're thinking about is, this, according to the second fact of vayasa velekim, that it's a zeicha, as Chazal say, a zeicha for this, shebit some kedak and alochim. What do you have to do? What is the chiyuv? Is the chiyuv to do a maisa chayrus, an act of showing chayrus? Or the zeicha is doing a maisa haseva, doing an act of haseva? So if you're at the seder table and you're reclining, your children will ask, Manishtana alayla zemekar alaylis, why are you reclining? So say, this is a zeicha for that ness of ayasa velekeh. So where's the nafkemina? The nafkemina lechira is bizmanenu. Bizmanenu, which the Rav Yoh says that these days, no one does haseva to show chayrus. It's not the dumb thing. No one leans the haseva b'dere chayrus. As mentioned before, the Rav Yoh says if anyone leans today, he looks like a chayla, not like a ben chayla. So lechira, that there will be the nafkemina. If what we have to do is, we have to do a maisa chayrus, we have to do an act which displays and demonstrates chayrus, then we're not doing a maisa chayrus. But if what we have to do is, we just have to do a maisa haseva, that means we have to, as I say, take our body and put it in the position of haseva. And that is the zeicha, that will be a zeicha for the vayasa velekim. And it doesn't matter whether today is the derech or isn't the derech, sof was done a maisa haseva. And once again, so according to the first reason, the reason of the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, that the chiyuv of haseva is that the chayuv odom liris of atzmai is to show that we are bnei chayin and we've come out of Mitzrayim and we feel the chayuv from liris of atzmai laharis of atzmai. So l'chayuv, that's klar. It's not a din of, as I say, putting your body in a certain position. It's a halacha that you have to do an act of chayuv, of a ben chayuv. And therefore, bizmanenu will have no meaning. According to the other tzaddik, it's a zeicha for an occurrence that took place, so there's a possibility of understanding that what you need to do is not a maisa chayuv, but what you have to do is just a maisa haseva, a trukana maisa haseva, just the sterile act of lying b'derech haseva. Not that you're doing a maisa of showing chayuv. Now, the thing is like this. The Rav Yoh himself, this famous Rav Yoh, but the Rav Yoh says that bizmanenu, you don't do haseva, and therefore, as a Rav Yoh seder, they didn't do haseva, because Rav Yoh says that bizmanenu is no haseva. So the Rav Yoh definitely held that even according to the second reason of ayaseh v'leikim, you also have to do a Maisa of Chayes. And that's why the Rav Yoh says that this is my main, you don't do our favor. Because if the Rav Yoh wouldn't have held that, he should have said, I agree, according to the first time, that nowadays there's no relevance of doing our favor anymore. But we should still do our because of Vayasa Velekin. But obviously, the Rav Yoh himself who writes this halacha, that now we don't do any our favor, obviously he held that as far as both reasons are concerned, nonetheless, you have to do a Maisa HaSeid. And actually, the Avudram himself brings the two things one after another. He brings the Mekoyis HaSeid from the Medrash, Vayaseh Velekim, as a Zeicher for this, he repeats from Kedaka and Malochim, and then he writes, that Bizmanenu, we don't do HaSeid, because Rav Yoh says that Bizmanenu, there is no act of Chirus of HaSeid. So you see that the Rav Yoh himself obviously held that even as far as the second reason is concerned, you have to do a Maisa Chir. However, we could perhaps be mekabel that the Ramah didn't hold it in that way. Maybe the Ramah was of the opinion that according to the first reason of Chayv Odom Liras Asatzmei Laharis Asatzmei, you have to do a Maisa Chayrus. But according to the second reason, according to the reason of Vayasev Elekim, all you have to do is just a Maisa Haseva. You just have to be Maisiv, whether it is the Derech or isn't the Derech. You're doing a Maisa, which is a Zeicha, a remembrance for that original Vayasev Elekim. Okay, so that's Hakdama number one. So far we discussed the two reasons for our favor, and we've L'Cheira seen that according to the first reason of Chayiv Odom Liras Asmei, then you have to do a Maisa Chayrus. It's not just a physical position of the goose, but it has to be a Maisa of a free man. According to the second side of Ayasa Velikim, it's a Zeicha for that Haseva that we had in the Midbar, is a possibility of understanding that what you have to do is just a Trukah the Maisa Haseva. You just have to do lean in that position, and that is a Zeicha of the original Haseva. Okay, so now we'll come to the second Akdama, the Tiyata Bishmaya. And the Gemara says, as we just mentioned in Sochim, the Gemara says that why are Noshim and Mechuyev B'dalat Chesus, and as the Posk can say, as we go to Shulchan Aruch, it's all mitzvah halayla. So the Gemara says, because Afhem Hoyu Ba'oisaneh. Afhem Hoyu Ba'oisaneh. What does this mean, that women were Ba'oisaneh? So the Rashbam says that Afhem Hoyu Ba'oisaneh means that it was Aliday, the schus of Noshim, that we came out of Mitzrayim. But the schus Noshim said Koni is Nigalu, the schus Noshim said Koni is Nigalu, so Noshim was the cause of us coming out in the Mitzrayim. And the same by Esther and Megillah, by Purim, it was Alidei Esther. Al Hanukkah was Alidei Yehudis. So Afhem Hoyu Ba'oisaneh means they were the cause, they were the sibba of the Yeshua. Tosfos, however, doesn't like this. Tosfos says that it doesn't sound like it. It says, Afhem Hoyu Ba'oisaneh, they were also Ba'oisaneh. Which seems to suggest that the men are the Ikka and the women are the Tosfos. Afhem Hoyu Ba'oisaneh. But Tosfos says it's a different chat. Tosfos says and brings from the Yerushalmi that Afhem Hoyu Ba'oisei Sofik. That means women were also Bechlal the Gzeira. They were also in Mitzrayim. They were also in the days of Haman also going to be killed. And therefore they also experienced the Yeshua. So therefore, they also have to do the mitzvahs that are connected with this Yeshua. And that's what Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi. Afhem Hoyu Ba'oisei Sofik, that they were bechlal the gzeira, and therefore, when they had the Yeshua, they also have to do the mitzvahs. Now, Tosfos brings the Loshon HaYerushalmi. The Loshon HaYerushalmi says, Sha'afhem Hoyu Ba'oisei Sofik. And Tosfos says, what does that mean? Tosfos says, Mashma, Ba'oisa Sakona, De Lahashmid Laharoik Ula'abe. a very strong lashon. Sefer says that women were bechlal lahashmid lahareg ulahavid. Why does Sefer have to say this? And Sefer is basing this on the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that they were ba'oisei sasek. I mean, all you have to say is that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, and the women also came out of Mitzrayim. And Klal Yisrael were rescued in Eholon, and the Moshim also bechlal the Yeshua. But the Tosafot says they were ba'oisei sasek, klema ba'oisei sakona, b'lahashmid lahareg ulahavid. Tosafot seems to be mudgish something. Kalema, that they were ba'isa sakona, salahashmala galavit. I mean, what he's explaining, you know, that Tradisar came out with time, and the men, women, and children came out. So obviously, the women were bechlal, whatever you see as Mitzrayim is, the women were also included. So it's this. Yeah. Understand, yeah. But, he's talking about over here, and does it need any explaining? We all know we're not open the Megillah to Esther, open a Chumash. Sure, that the women came out. Tosafot seems to be trying to be mudgish something. They said that they were the Chlal Sofik. They were the Sofik of Lahashmid Lahareg Alab. So the Shah HaMelech brings, and the Shah HaMelech brings from Rishonim. He brings from the Shittel Neid Alami in Kiddushin, and it's also brought from in the Chulit Maram in Rutenberg, that they said, the Rishonim says, and Machoya, this is what Tosafot is being mavish, that Asim Hoya Ba'isa Anes is only when Noshim were Bechlal Sakona, and they were taken out Mimoves Lechai. That is when he said Asim Hoya Ba'isa Anes. But let's say there's a Nes, which is not a Nes of taking out Mimoves Lechai. It's not a Nes of taking out from a Shah, from a Sakona to a non-Sakona. But let's say Klal Yisrael had a Nes, and Moshim also will bechal that Nes. Then you would not say the rule of Afem Hoye Ba'isa Nes. For whatever reason, not so clear why this should be so, Al-Kaponim, this rule of Chazal, that Afem Hoye Ba'isa Nes, is only, the Shittayim says very clearly in Kiddushin, it's only if the Nes was to take out from a Sakona from Moves Lechaim. But if Stander was a Teva to Klal Yisrael, and Noshim were also included in the Teva, then you wouldn't say Afem Hoy Ba'isane. Right? Lechay has to say that soft, because it was Gzeiras Hashmad, and because Klal Yisrael would not be Mekabel the Shmad, therefore there would be a Sakonat Moved. So, although it was the Esther of Gzeiras Hashmad, but Al-Aqsa wouldn't be Mekabel. So, Sukkot is difficult, because Sukkot is Anan HaKovet. Why Moshe Mopoka from Sukkot, it says, even though Atem Hoya Ba'isanes, but it says, because it says Kibbe Sukkot is Shaftes Mnei Yisrael. The place seems to say that by Sukkot there's also Be'etzem Afem Hoye Ba'etzanet. That's a Ha'orah. Although the Medak and Tosafot, this very place says that Bechlal Sakona Lahashmid Lahareg Ulahavid. Yeah, unless Tosafot doesn't hold to the Shitta. But maybe Yisafkos of that. Anan HaKovod was Matzah from Chayez Roz, and there was Matzah from Sakona. So maybe there was a Sakona there in Anan HaKovod. Yeah, it's a mock and Eon. That Tosafot does say that by Sukkot, it would be Shaykh the Klal of Afem Hoye Ba'isanet. On a problem. On a push them out. Yeah, you mean without an Amon, they would have been exposed to Amon. Yeah, otherwise it would be a Sakon. Yeah. So, right, it was a Sakona from Moves Lechaim. This is the rule. The MK is the chinu to a new rule. That Noshim Afem Hoye Ba'isanes is only if it Bechlal Lahashmei Lahag Lahabed Ba'oisei Sofik, Tosafot says Ba'oisei Sakona, then there's a Klal of Afem Hoye Ba'isanes. Now, that's the second That's the second Akdama. So now, let's make a question. Anoshim men on the Chuya Ba'a Seva for 2 years. One is because Beitzionu Me'azut L'Cheirut Ma'aseva L'Egadu, we came out from Mitzrayim, and therefore we are, where Ba'a Seva is in commemoration or Chayv Odom L'Eretzatzme, L'Haretzatzme, they will be Yotzom in Mitzrayim L'Cheirut. That's one reason. The second reason is Ba'yaseva L'Ekim, because in the Midbar, we didn't just travel around, but we traveled in luxury. We traveled in luxury and comfort. Shehibitzom kedarka amalach. So men are mechuyev lechira as for two times. Noshim, let's think about Noshim. Why are Noshim mechuyev ba'aseva? So the mechuyev of Noshim be mechuyev ba'aseva, as Mishnah Berurah brings, is afem hoya ba'aseva. So lechira, one can make a suggestion. That Tishleima, the first reason, the Noshim are Mechuyas, because the Aseva is that we've come out, that Ke'ilu Yotzim and Mitzrayim, we've come out of Abdus Tachayus, we've come out of Mi'chayim, Mi'movet Tachayim. So Noshim are Mechuyas, the Aseva, like a Noshim, Asim Hoyu Ba'itanet. Masha'en came the second reason that this is a Zecha for the extra luxury that we had in the Midbar. So l'chayra, one can suggest that Noshim are not mechuyim, and that Noshim are not mechuyim in our favor for that reason. Why? Because that's not a question of coming out from Sakona to Chayim. That's just an extra nekuda, extra luxury that Klal Yisrael has. So like saying the Rosh Hashanah took us out in Mitzrayim, took us out, not in a regular way, took us out in a Rolls Royce. So that's not a question of me'avdus l'chayra. That's not a question of Michayim Lamovis. That's an extra tova that we had from the Rabbeinu Shleilam that we traveled round in the Midbar Shebitzim Kedaka Malach. So Lachoy, according to the Shittim Lamed Alami, then there's no reason that Noshim should be Mechuyiv because of that reason. Because that's not the Oise Sofik, that's not Michayim Lamovis, Lamovis Lachayim. So therefore, what Lachoy would like to suggest is that although Noshim are Mechuyiv to have Seva, Noshim are only mechuyev as the first reason and not as the second reason. The mechuyev of coming out from the avdus l'chayrus, but not because of the reason of vayaseh v'lekim. So therefore, if that's correct, we can now go back to the Ramah that we began with. The Ramah says that bizmaneinu be'etzem noshim achashuvos, and noshim should do haseva. But nonetheless, Noshim don't do our favor because they're saying on the Ravya. And the Ravya says that Bizmaneinu, her favor is not an act of chayr. So now, so we ask the question, or Chassid Sefer asked the Kasha, and the Shulchan, that why should we be maker more than Noshim, by Noshim, than our Noshim? Mimanoshach, if we're saying on the Ravya, then even our Noshim should be part of it. And if we're not saying, even Noshim should be more chayr. So the chayr can say that we mentioned before that the svara of the Rav Yo, at least according to the Ramah's understanding, that is manenu, it's not the derech to do haseva, means it's not an act of chayrus from the native, and that is only a tool for the first reason. Because the first reason is chayv odom neret atzme, lahar atzme, if you're just lying like a chayla, that's not called chayv odom lahar atzme. But as far as the second reason is concerned, even if bizmanein, it's not the derech, but it's a zecha. Right? We dip the cup up in salt water as a zecha, so we lie in that way as a zecha. So even if bizmanein, it's not the derech chirus of our kaponim, we do it as a zecha of that vayasev alekin. So memeila kum teit hazei. The Ramah held that if you ask anoshim, are anoshim mechuyev to do our seva? They are. I, the Rav Yo says that bizmanein, there's not a derech chayrus. It's true, even though there's no derech chayrus, and therefore there's no chayv odom laris asasme, but there is this medrash of zeichel of ayasev elikim. That's why Noshim has to do our seva. So we're asked, why don't Noshim do our seva? Because Noshim only have the first reason. Noshim only have the reason of the tzir mimoves lechayim. And that's not megab is manenu, because it's not the derech. we should say, they should have the Vayasa Velekim, the Zecha of that Haseva, the Haseva Vayasa Velekim. No, they were not Machuiz in that Chalik. Why? Because Afim Hoya Vayasa doesn't extend to things which are just extra Tavis. It's only B'nai Gath to coming off May Avdus L'Chalik. So therefore, that's perhaps the suggestion why the Ramah says that Noshim of Seinich Bizmanein on the Ravyo, because Noshim only had the reason of our Savior of going out and he shot the Oysa Sophic Lahashman Hagel Abid, Masha'enkein, the second reason they haven't got. So therefore, they can be Seinich on the Ravyo. Masha'enkein, Ledidon, and Noshim of Taka Potter, and Noshim of Achir, because even though there might not be the Chayav of Nahas, perhaps, but there is the Chiv of Vayasa Velikim. Ben Shoshin Helot, we should be Zecher to see it once again. They say it's called that to find a run on his leg.